From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The leaders of the U.S. and Japan underscored decades of post-war reconciliation, including their bilateral security alliance, in a symbolic joint visit to the Pearl Harbor Memorial in Hawaii. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said, "We are allies that will tackle the many challenges covering the globe." He expressed sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of the hundreds of Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on U.S. Naval and Air Forces at Pearl Harbor 75 years ago that brought the U.S. into World War II. Mr. Abe said, "We must never repeat the horrors of war." President Obama called the U.S.-Japan alliance the cornerstone of peace in the Asia-Pacific region and a force for progress worldwide.
"Thank you for your gracious words. Thank you for your presence here today. A historic gesture. It speaks to the power of reconciliation and the alliance between the American and Japanese peoples. A reminder that even the deepest wounds of war can give way to friendship and lasting peace."
The visit is seen as a response to Mr. Obama's unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan, in May, site of the U.S. atomic bombing, one of two in 1945, aimed at bringing the Second World War to an end. Another wildlife warning, this one issued by the Zoological Society of London and Wildlife Conservation Society. Cheetahs are facing extinction. An estimated 7,100 remain in the wild across Africa and parts of Iran. Human encroachment has pushed the cat out of most of its habitat. The groups call for cheetahs to be placed on the endangered list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species. This is VOA News. Israeli officials are set to approve more permits Wednesday for the construction of hundreds of settler homes in occupied East Jerusalem. It comes just days after a UN Security Council resolution approved critical of Israel's settlement activity in land viewed as part of a future Palestinian state. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner was asked for a response.
"You know, we would hope that the UN Security Council resolution that was passed on Friday would serve as a wake-up call, as a an attempt to alert both sides, but certainly Israel, that its actions with regards to settlement activity are a detriment to moving forward with toward a two-state solution."
Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to lay out his vision for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in a speech Wednesday. U.S.-backed rebel forces have made gains against Islamic State in Syria as the Kurdish-led forces move closer to the IS-held city of Raqqa and a major dam. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said fighting has occurred along the Euphrates River, about 50 kilometers west of Raqqa. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said it will take three more months to eliminate IS from his country. The assault on the last Islamic State stronghold in Mosul has been slowed by concern over civilian casualties. The first trials in Istanbul of alleged coup plotters have gotten underway in Turkey. Nearly 30 policemen accused of failing to defend President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during the military's failed coup in July. They face possible life prison terms. Russian investigators reportedly believe a fault in the wing flaps of a Tu-154 military aircraft caused Sunday's crash into the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. But Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov said it's too early to draw conclusions. He expects a flight data recorder recovered Tuesday will help authorities solve the mystery. Meanwhile, he said 12 bodies and dozens of body parts have been recovered, but DNA testing will be required to secure identification of the remains. At least two people were killed, dozens injured, when a train derailed in northern India Wednesday. The incident occurred in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh state, when 14 coaches of an express train derailed, the cause unknown. Last month, hundreds were killed and injured in another train mishap in the same region. On Wall Street Tuesday, as the benchmark Dow Jones average closed in on 20,000 points, a gain of more than 14% so far this year, the Nasdaq Composite Index hit a fresh high Tuesday, closing at 5,487. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence is at its highest level in 15 years. With the U.S. economy growing at a 3.5% growth rate in the third quarter, unemployment is at a 9-year low. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.